You know, in my experience, I do have one patient who was on Impassion 130 who did extremely well. Once she was unblinded, when the results were available, we found out she did, in fact, receive atezolizumab. And she has actually been off all therapy for the last year.
Wow.
I saw her at her 12-month period off treatment a couple months ago. So she's now beyond that. And so, you know, it's those types of patients, right? We wish there were more of them, but I think there is a group of patients like her who can get sustained long-term benefit.
Just out of curiosity, where was her disease and did she have a complete clinical response?
She did. So she had a very early, great clinical response. She had metastatic disease in the lung and lymph nodes. And certainly, you know, as we are learning more, there are definitely patients, based on their pattern of metastatic spread, that have been associated with having better response to this therapy. So patients with lymph node-only disease, lung disease, liver disease, for example, doing worse with these agents. And so I think that she did kind of fit that picture of a patient in the first line with a high likelihood of benefit.
I assume she was tested for MSI and was negative or stable?
Yes.
Have you seen any patients with MSI high disease, incidentally?
There are a few here and there that we see in breast cancer, very uncommon. So not a common indication for us to give pembrolizumab for that in breast cancer.
So getting back to your patient who had the 5% PD-L1 staining, you described her clinical situation. She goes on paclitaxel atezo. Actually, it looks like she was on the trial. So I don't know. Do you know what she got?
As of this point, we don't. But I think that, you know, this is the type of patient. There wasn't anything about her toxicity that would have suggested she did, in fact, receive atezolizumab. But I think she's the type of patient, even with atezolizumab, you know, there are certain factors about her that would predict for greater benefit. So in Impassion 130, patients who had never received prior therapy, which was actually quite a significant chunk of patients enrolled to that trial, about 37%, those patients definitely did better, patients with no prior chemotherapy, so the de novo patient. But, you know, patients with liver metastasis, for example, did worse. They had less benefit with atezolizumab. So, you know, I think for her, she has some favorable prognostic factors. Her tumor was PD-L1 positive. She was de novo. But certainly the adverse predictor was the liver metastasis. She also had an elevated LDH. It's also been associated with less benefit with these agents.
And I see that even though she was stable for a while, then she had disease progression. What's her current situation?
Yeah, so she had continued to have disease progression with subsequent lines of therapy. And so she unfortunately recently passed away.
What happened to her breast? You said she had very locally advanced disease. Did it get worse? Did it get better? What happened?
Yeah, so as she was on paclitaxel and either atezolizumab or placebo, she had very minimal regression of all of her lesions. So she continued to have a very large and palpable breast tumor. It never really became, until the very end, a locally advanced problem. I mean, ultimately, it did start to break through the skin. That was after a few additional lines of treatment. But she really never had any objective response. She had stable disease as best response and then progressed. And that was unfortunately a similar story with her subsequent lines of treatment. So there are certainly patients like this that, you know, they just have very refractory disease, both to chemotherapy and other novel agents.